Please be seated. Good morning. What a special Sunday this is. Baylor has come from behind and defeated TCU, and we have Episcopal School Sunday all in the same weekend. It is a special weekend for us. Once a year, as a parish, we get to come together and as a school community and celebrate and recognize the largest and most far-reaching of our missions of Christian outreach, which is St. Paul's Episcopal School. And we're treated today to having hymns of praise sung to us by our student choir, to having other students join us as well. We also have students serving as our lay readers, as you saw, and we even have two alumni of St. Paul's, Taylor Lloyd and Will Bennett, serving as our acolytes. Let's recognize our students, if you would, please. And also, I'd like to recognize their music teacher, Mrs. Disharoon, for all her hard work in getting them ready for this morning. Good job, guys. We're very proud of you. Since its founding in 1956 by Mrs. Margaret Brown and others, St. Paul's Episcopal School has had a very simple and holistic mission: to educate children in mind, body, and spirit. Did you guys know that that's what the mission of our school was? I bet many of you did. Often, however, there seems to be an attitude in our parish that the school is somehow separate from the church. The phrase "the church and the school" are often used, as if they were two distinct entities. One of my objectives this morning is to get across to everyone that St. Paul's Episcopal School is our school. It is our parish school. It is a part of our church. Whether you've ever had children attend St. Paul's School or not, whether you've ever worked at St. Paul's School, you adults, or volunteered, or whether or not you've ever made contributions to St. Paul's School, for those of you who are parishioners and those of you who are parents of our school, it is our school. It is our parish school. I also hope to get across to everyone today the value of Episcopal education and the fact that despite how expensive it might be, the inherent cost of operating a school, that we're committed at St. Paul's School to making it financially feasible. We're committed to making it possible for any family of worthy students to attend. I recently had the chance to attend a meeting of heads of schools. That's where all of us students come together. All of us who are heads of schools get together once a year, and we have a big powwow. And we met, and we had someone speak to us, just like I'm speaking to you. And the keynote speaker was Father Patrick Gahan. And he's the rector, he's the Father Chuck, of Christ Episcopal Church in San Antonio, which is the church I went to when I was a little boy. And Father Gahan told us that he had grown up in a poor family in Alabama. His parents were divorced, and he lived just with his mother and really had no contact with his father. And his mother worked very hard to try to support the family, but she earned very little money. But somehow, when Father Gahan was a boy, he heard about St. Andrew's Episcopal School in Sewanee, Tennessee. That's a boarding school. That's where students go when they live there during the school year. And he decided that he wanted to go to school there. Was not an Episcopalian, but he learned about this school and decided he wanted to go to school there. So he convinced his mother to take him up to St. Andrew's School to look into it, to see if he could go to school there. His mother was against it. She thought, we can't afford that. That's way out of our reach. But nevertheless, she made the trip, and they got in their car, and they drove all the way up to the mountains of Tennessee, up to Sewanee. And there they met with the head of school. And Father Gahan's mother then tried to urged the head of school to convince her son that attending St. Andrew's was just out of their reach. Wasn't going to be possible. After listening to his mother for some time, finally the head of school responded with two simple words. He said, send him. Send him. So despite the fact that it was so expensive, the head of school urged his mother to to send him to St. Andrew's anyway. Father Gahan said that he had not been an exceptionally strong student. He was just an average kid, he said. He wasn't a standout athlete. He wasn't particularly talented in any extracurricular activities. And like I said, his family was a humble one financially. But nevertheless, the head of school said, despite all of that, he said, send him. Send him. And he went. And there he earned an excellent college preparatory high school education, steeped in inquiry and individual attention. You guys receive that, don't you? You all are familiar with that word, inquiry, and you get lots of individual attention. You can bet that St. Andrew's Episcopal School had, just as St. Paul's Episcopal School has, a very strong financial aid and scholarship program. But the one thing that Father Gahan learned most of all was that God loved him. And he learned that he left St. Andrew's with the idea that whatever he decided to be when he grew up, whatever he was going to study in college and be, that he should live a life of service to others and guided by the lessons of the gospel, the example of Jesus Christ. And Father Gahan has done just that. He's now been an Episcopal priest for over 30 years. Send him. Send him. Those words kind of got me choked up. Even people as big, guys as big as I am, kiddos, can get choked up sometimes. Even headmasters. And those words nearly brought tears to my eyes. I thought back to my grandfather. He had grown up in a poor family too. And he had very few options. And he lived during the Depression. He grew up during the Depression. And with few options, he enlisted in the Army and began a 33-year career in the Army. And while he was stationed at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio in the early 1950s, he was able to send my dad to the local Episcopal high school, not because he could afford it, but because of financial aid and scholarships. And as a result, not only did my dad go on to graduate from that Episcopal school, but his younger brother did too, and then later I did, and all of us were aided by financial aid and scholarships. The topic of Episcopal identity of schools is one that I find myself thinking quite a bit about lately. Episcopal schools are all very different from one another. I've, like I said, having graduated from one, I later taught for a number of years in another one in South Carolina where I began my career, and I've now served as head of our parish school, St. Paul's. So I've seen these differences firsthand. But Episcopal schools all share certain characteristics. I recently, thinking on that topic, went by and spoke to our kindergarten class and our first grade class and our second grade class. Some of them are here this morning. And I asked them, what is it that makes a school an Episcopal school? And the kindergartners had some interesting answers. One of them says, I asked, what makes our school different from other schools? One of the kindergartners said, our school is an invisible school. And then another corrected him and said, it's an invisible school. And then another one impressively said, it is an Episcopal school. Another child said in kindergarten, what makes our school different is that kids in pre-K get to go on field trips. Another said, it's a good place to learn to read and write. And then another little fellow who was closer to me leaned forward and he said, I already know how to write, but I don't know how to read. I wanted to ask him, can you read your own writing? because if you can't, you might have a great future in medicine. And I'm not making this up, this is true, one of the little girls in the back in the kindergarten class said, we learn to be caring. And then another one said, we learn to have friendships. And then another said, we learn to play together. And another said, we learn to be peaceful. And then, and again, and I'm not making this up, one of them said, we learn to be principled. And another said, we learn to be communicators. And another said, we learn to be inquirers. Those last three, by the way, are terms, characteristics of our IB learner profile. They're terms that our students are familiar with. They learn those. Isn't that right, guys? They all know what those words mean. Then I went to first grade, and I asked them, and their top three answers of what makes the school an Episcopal school. They said, it's where your parents take you to school instead of riding on a bus. They said, it's where you have fun and learn with God. Good answers. And they said, it's where you learn that God wants us to be smart and learn more and be capable. Good answers coming out of first grade. And then in second grade, they said, it's where you go to chapel every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is a good answer. And then one second grader said, our school is a Christian school. And another student said, so that means that it's where we can pray to God at school. And that's right. And then another second grader said, we have less kids than other schools do, so we don't need a school bus. And that's true. So what is present in every Episcopal school is that spiritual formation and worship in the Episcopal tradition are central to our life and activities. That's true for every Episcopal school. In every Episcopal school, no matter whether it's an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, prayer and reflection take place and are modeled every day. Don't we do that every day, guys? We pray every day at school. In Episcopal schools, Christian education classes are part of the curriculum. They're central to the curriculum. And Miss Lisa and Father Chuck do a great job leading those. In every Episcopal school, social justice, community service, and embracing diversity are taught and valued. And finally, every Episcopal school exists as a mission to the community, a mission of outreach to the community. St. Paul's School shares all these characteristics, including that of diversity, intentional pluralism. Without differences in our student body, we could not fulfill our mission of Christian outreach. We would be at a deficit. We would be at a loss, guys, if we didn't have differences in all of you. God made all of you in his image, yet all of you are different, and that enriches our school. We have differences in academic ability. We have differences in our ethnicities, our races. We have differences in religious backgrounds. We have differences in socioeconomic levels. And if you know what that means, guys, you know, that would really be impressed with that term. But the one thing that that really brings us all together is that all of our families, the one common characteristic is that our families all love their children very, very much, and they value education very, very much. By the way, there are over 1,200 Episcopal schools around the world, in the U.S. and around the world, and in most of them, about 25% of the students are Episcopalians. In our parish, it's more than that. It's about a third, which is an impressive number. Well, it's especially fitting that we today come together to celebrate our parish school. Since last school year, we've had many reasons to rejoice and be happy about St. Paul's Episcopal School. We ended this past school year, and we began our current school year in a stronger financial state than we've been in many years. For the first time in years, it was not necessary to borrow from our endowment this past school year. In fact, we ended the year with a budgetary surplus. Moreover, we started this school year with a balanced budget. That's the first time that's happened in a number of years. We've also seen great stability in our faculty with few changes in teachers since last year. We have an outstanding faculty, I want you to know, in place at St. Paul's School. And they're dedicated to a positive and professional school culture and climate. We added an early toddlers class this past school year with children as young as 16 months old. Isn't that right, guys? In fact, they took over my office, didn't they? Isn't that right? So we added that class to give these children the chance to have an even better preparation for the twos class. Also, because of our enhanced financial state, we've reinstated the position of curriculum director, which provides greater instructional support for our teachers and enhanced teaching and learning for all of our kiddos. And finally, our enrollment is up, well exceeding our goal for this school year. In fact, for the first time in years, we now have waiting lists for several of our pre-primary grades, and waiting lists are beginning to form even now for next school year. As we look forward to the next 60 years in the history of our parish school, and it evolves, as all schools do, those central characteristics, those things that make an Episcopal school be an Episcopal school, are still going to be there. So in the next 60 years, when you guys grow up, and we hope that you grow up to be moms and dads and have kiddos that come to St. Paul's School, those same characteristics are going to be there. Those same things that make St. Paul's School so special are going to be there, and that make it an Episcopal school. It'll continue to be a school offering an academic, a challenging academic program in a loving, nurturing, Christ-centered environment. It'll still be a school where education is seen incomplete without biblical training. And it'll still be a school in which character education is based on the values and the lessons of Jesus Christ and the Bible, a school in which the Bible and the Book of Common Prayer are textbooks. St. Paul's Episcopal School will continue to be a school that produces graduates who, in the many decisions that they have to make as future leaders of our communities, no matter what their religious convictions turn out to be, they will have the guidance of St. Paul in their hearts to do, as we heard in today's New Testament lesson, to do whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. So on behalf of our parish school, I thank all of our parishioners for the collective support that our parish offers. I thank all of you parents for your trust and confidence in our school. And I also urge all of our parishioners to consider how individually you can support this individual or this important ministry of our parish. If you don't already, consider a financial gift or volunteering in some way. Attend our annual auction. Consider St. Paul's as an option for your children or your grandchildren. Urge others with young children to consider enrolling them in St. Paul's, keeping in mind that financial restraints alone should not keep any child from attending. Exciting things are happening at our parish school, and we urge all of you to become involved as you are able and support this important ministry. Amen.